we've never had the dynamic of Hard Knocks, so that's going to be kind of an interesting part of this whole equation. And how does that look? What does that feel like? It's going to obviously be a lot more cameras roaming around, and that's going to be something else that I know we're all going to be watching and seeing. And after the first couple of days, I'm sure it'll just become second nature to be like, oh yeah, okay, they're here. But the first couple of days, it'll be like, wow, this looks different and feels different.
Josh Reed joining Sal Capaccio yesterday on the Extra Point Show. Hard Knocks. Would imagine they're starting some pre-production stuff already and filming guys moving in, walking in. Used to be that when players reported, and actually I wonder if this happens today, you'd see the player walk in, there's the television cameras all set up, so-and-so walks in, waves, pillow, Xbox, you know, whatever you need. I don't know if they still do that. I guess we'll find out today.
Someone's going to bring in Settlers of Catan, right? Because they're all about that.
Got to bring Settlers, yeah. Yeah, the story that Josh Allen won the most impressive game of Settlers, who was it? They play Settlers a lot. If you played Settlers, you know. And I think Joe Marino was telling me the story. That Allen won, I don't know, without building a single road or a city. He's won, like, the victory points. Anyway, okay. We don't need to go this deep into Catan.
That's a lot of development cards.
Yeah, right. Like, that's... Thank you. As you played, you know. Apparently, he can win a lot of ways.
You didn't. You have no idea what's going on right now.
That's right. Are you missing out if you've never played Catan?
Maybe. Sounds like it.
Have you ever played?
I've never played it.
Oh, okay. It's a fine, fun, you know, four people at a party game.
Okay.
Not too many, but four. Can you go with more than four?
How long does it take?
You can get an expansion pack.
Yeah.
You can do up to eight.
Up to eight people. How long does it take?
Yeah.
2 hours, 2-3 hours?
Depends on how many people you have.
Yeah.
But, yeah, about 2 hours.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's a fine game.
It's not bad.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Happy day before camp. Do you think summer ends tomorrow? People do say that. Summer ends when camp begins. I do not agree with that. We still got some summer left. But it definitely is the start of everything. When I think about when I think about football season, I think about more than just, oh, the Bills will play. I start to think I will know what day of the week it is. Because football's back. And Sundays, it's all lined up, and we've got triple headers every Sunday, and the game's on Monday, and you know we're coming in talking about the Thursday Amazon game, putting together a three-way parlay, setting fantasy lineups. Like, everything kind of blooms, right? It's like it's spring socially. Everything's going to be back in bloom soon. Not that summer's bad for this, but just feels like life returns to normal. Football season is what's normal, and not having football is, you know, weird.
I like to have the weather go along with it. Like, yesterday felt like a day where if camp had begun with... Like, yesterday was nice, like crisp and not humid. If I get that, then I'll be like, okay, yeah, that, like, so this is the end of summer here. If I were to get this morning... It was in the 50s on my car.
It was chilly.
But are we going to feel like, oh, summer's over when it is 95 degrees
tomorrow.
on Thursday?
That's right.
And then tomorrow it's in like the 90, it's in the low 90s. Like, ugh. That might, but once my fantasy drafts are in, once I've got my teams, I can just have the tabs open and look at it, then I truly feel like that summer is over.
803-0550 if you want to join us in 1-888-550-2550. I have a link at NFL.com that I knew I didn't need to click. It's ranking season, right? This is a list. Ooh, I have a fun little game.
Yeah.
What? I guess this won't be that fun. I'm just thinking of it on the fly, so I won't make you play the game. Like, what list could you click and be confident the Bills will not touch? The Bills will not be on this list. This might be the most confident I've ever been. I do not need to click this.
The top 10 receivers in the NFL.
I think you should be more confident in this one. They're more likely to be on that list than this one.
Really?
Yes.
Someone's more likely to think Khalil Shakir is a top 10 receiver in the NFL.
Yes, than this one. I think this might... All right, now the game's back on. This is the least likely list you could possibly see the Bills on this year.
Teams that could pick first overall?
Ooh. Close. We could debate which of these is least likely. It's close.
You're saying this list could be seen as less likely than the Bills being on a list of teams that could pick first overall?
I think it's debatable. That's how nuts. That okay. You've pushed me as far as I can go. Yeah. That's coach fired. No. The Bills are again. You'll see them on that list. We have Jason McIntyre with Colin Cowherd suggesting McDermott's going to go and Nick Saban's going to get the job. You know, this is crazy. Yeah. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Top offensive rookie of the year candidates.
Ooh.
What's more likely? Jackson Hawes is an offensive rookie of the year.
Yeah.
Or they pick first overall. I mean, they're drafts about the defense. So at NFL.com, there are two side-by-side links about top 10 offensive rookie of the year and top 10 defensive rookie of the year candidates who are the favorites to win these awards. And I just knew I do not have to click that one. It's Dan Parr, senior editor, NFL.com. I knew.
It's maybe it's maybe less likely.
It might be the least likely.
Honestly, like the way that can go, I feel like it would be more likely that like some undrafted rookie running back that we don't know the name of right now is more likely to win that award than any other than like Jackson Hawes or any other Bill.
Chase Lunt, offensive rookie of the year.
Chase Lunt. You're right. There is nobody.
It's not in them. It's not.
Oh, what about Caden Prather? They did pick a receiver in the seventh round.
And this
if he had 1,000 yards this year for the Bills,
right?
Maybe he'd win it.
They're not on the defensive list either. No Bill made the top 10. So as Dan Parr of NFL.com, the top candidates for defensive rookie of the year.
That would be one I would click on, though.
Yeah, me too. I wanted to see, like, is Max Hairston going to make that top 10? He did not. Again, it's one last day of ranking season. We probably have a little bit more ranking season after today. But
I mean, the top 100 is going until, like, October 8th.
That's true. And nobody knows it's happening because they're doing it two at a time. But, yeah, not a blip on the offensive side because this draft was about, you know, adding in those defensive pieces.
I mean, what would it be for any of their defenders to win Rookie of the Year?
Hairston, I think,
he'd have to pile up interceptions.
Yeah.
Usually that's how Jarris Bird. Well, Jarris Bird didn't even win it, right? Jarris Bird came in second.
He did.
In Rookie of the Year. And what did he have? Like 7 interceptions? Like he had a crazy first year and he didn't win it.
Do you know who won it last year?
Defensive Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
Jared Verse.
Yes. The year before? Will Anderson.
Okay.
Sauce Gardner, Micah Parsons, Chase Young. One thing about this list.
Pass rushers?
It's a lot of pass rushers, but the one thing that it is, you don't find a lot of flash in the pan guys. I guess Chase Young did not hold
it
up
was
the
guys,
way he did.
Guys that were picked like really, really
guys
early.
Guys picked high. I mean, if you want to go, it's not all pass rushers, but how many corners have won defensive Rookie of the Year?
You mentioned Gardner.
I've got, since 2000, I've got 3.
Okay.
It's Gardner, Marshawn Lattimore, Marcus Peters. That's it. Since 2000.
Right.
And going back even further, the 4 defensive backs ago, Rookie of the Year, is Charles Woodson. That's a long time ago. So
what you think of, like, Landon Jackson or TJ Sanders is more likely if they go out and get, like, hey, he surprised everyone and had 14 sacks this year.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think they have...
He's in the running.
They have 2 guys in Hairston and Sanders that are... Whatever. We'll expect big things from them. Can they land on the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year conversation? Let's hope so.
I mean, it would be tough for a rookie really to ever win on this team, right? They pick so low, and that fuels expectation and also just the caliber of player. And it's a team where maybe they're more willing to slow play a guy. There's less jobs that are open, right? Like, Max Hairston could just be a little, you know, just have a little bit of need to adjust to things as camp rolls on in the preseason. Like, it doesn't look bad at all. It's just, you know, let's give him a couple of weeks. And suddenly he's playing fewer games than that same player that's playing for a team that has, like, nobody else. Like, on a bat, like the Titans. The Titans have a bunch of openings. Like, that guy can make the team there. So your opportunity is a little lesser. The team is less reliant on you. So I think it'd be tough for a rookie almost ever to win with this team.
Yep, that's probably right. Not trying to make any sort of statement with that observation, just, you know, a fun little note.
If Hairston could pile up some pick sixes, then I feel like he could have a shot. Fastest player in the team, right? Run away from everybody and get 5 pick sixes, and you got a shot.
Yeah.
That's what Not Trayvon Diggs. Who was the other guy?
Deron Bland. Yeah,
a
bunch of pick sixes.
Do that.
803-0550 to join us and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a ring when we get back. I woke up to some news that I wake up to every single year. And every single year, I like the Bills in the Super Bowl. I think it's going to be different. And once again, it was not.